Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to Lizzie T Radio Show. We're here another day, another fantastic show, and my intro didn't go, and I have no idea why, but that's all good. I have prepared a fantastic show for today, and I have an amazing lady, gorgeous lady coming out in the show today, and she is going to talk all about her business and all about wedding saviors, and we'll talk about her a little later on. So, first of all, a little bit of housekeeping. We're having a fantastic weather out there. I cannot talk enough. I love this warm weather. My family and I were able to go for bike rides, which is great. I love to be outdoors. Also, I want to remind the listeners that our show, due to high demand, is now on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We're doing an exception taping today, but that's all good. And if you have any interest to be part of our show, please email us radio@lizt.ca. It's radio@lizt.ca. Love to hear about your ideas for the show. Love to hear about your business and what you do and your career and your event and so forth. So I want also to talk about the news today, what we are experiencing right now, amazing weather, and also to remind everybody that the roads this weekend will be closed due to Mississauga Marathon. And by the way, I'm running on that marathon. This is my very first time doing a half marathon, so please cheer for me. My goal is just to finish this marathon, and I'm not worried about the timing. Also, I also realize that today is the 122nd anniversary of the leap year. So we're celebrating May 2nd, the 122nd anniversary of the leap year. And so I will bring on our guest. I've been talking to her on Facebook and being friends with her in social media, but I finally had the opportunity to meet her at the Royal Posh opening this weekend, which is a fantastic event. And now I have a question for you listeners. Now, have you ever wondered when a couple, due to beyond foreseen reasons, they're not able to work or to do their wedding, and because of accidents, because of out of control, sickness, you name it, it happens. And you probably will say, well, they should elope, they should just do a civil wedding. Well, those are all good answers, but really, why should a couple cancel their dreams? And I ask you, why should they? We have our chat line open. If anybody wants to chat and ask us questions, we have our chat open. Also, if anybody would like to ask us any question, our channel is open, 347-996-3926. Eddie Sullivan is part of Mystical Wedding. She is an event planning. Eddie Sullivan is a certified wedding planner and founder of Mystical Wedding and Planning Event. She has planned a wide variety of events for almost two decades, and her passion of organizing events with the use of creative eyes and attention and detail has become a love affair that she chose to make it a profession. The list of events for Mystical Wedding organizers are wedding bridals, showers, baby shower, local beauty pageant. Wow, this lady is all over the place. Fashion shows, anniversary, birthdays, corporate and holiday parties, and the list goes on. Mystical Wedding and Planning provides consulting services for full wedding coordination, the day of coordination, customized coordination. And because this is a unique event, it is a way for Mystical Weddings, she believes, to make in every moment a vivid memory, and it should be. And she is also part of Wedding Savers. Welcome to the show, Eddie. How are you this afternoon?
I'm wonderful, Lizzie. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's wonderful that we were able to connect at the Royal Posh Grand Opening, and I'm so excited to be here with you now on your show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure and an honor that you were able to make it for our show. So let's talk about how you decided to become part of doing this kind of event. First of all, let's talk about your business.
Okay.
What make you decide to be going into planning and eventing? And I love, by the way, the mystical wedding. And by the way, listeners, this will be at Lizzie T Radio Show. All her links are on Lizzie T Radio Show. If you need to get in contact with Eddie, the links are on Lizzie T fan page.
Thank you so much for that, Lizzie. I do appreciate it. Well, just a little history on how I started into the wedding planning industry and business. I've always loved weddings. Ever since I was a little girl, going to a wedding just seemed so magical to me, just the bride and the groom dressed up and, you know, the big, you know, having the family all together and, you know, the decorated halls and, of course, the ceremony, which is the important part. So it's always been a huge passion of mine. I've never turned down a wedding because I love going. There's no wedding that's ever the same. So I love going to the mall. And I basically decided one day, about 10 years ago, I decided, you know what, I've been doing so many events for, you know, corporations that I worked for or for friends, for family, and I keep hearing the same words, oh, you're so good at this, you're so good at this, you should become an event planner. And so after a 12-year career that I had in aviation, I decided, you know what, it's now time. My kids are getting a little bit older. It's now time to go out there and do something for me, start my own business. And the first thing I thought of was, I've always loved weddings. I love everything to do with weddings. So I want to become a wedding planner.
Fantastic. And by, I love your website, and I love
Thank
the way
you.
you put your pictures up, and you basically talk and your website, the way you're talking right now. So it's very genuine, and that's what people want. That's what people is looking for, is to have somebody that it will fulfill their dreams and see their vision. And I'm sure that's what you do, and that's what you're good at, and that's what you love. And it's great that you're doing what you love and you're doing your passion. Now, how do you qualify a couple? How do you go about chatting with somebody? What do you do? You do a pre-interview for somebody who's listening right now and wants to get a hold of you and contact you. I have your link on Lizzie Teed Radio Show, and I have your number as well for people to get in contact with you. But what's the initial contact with you?
So basically, I do get a lot of couples coming my way. Sometimes even the parents of the couples who are getting married contact me. They either get my website from a friend or my phone number from a friend. I do work a lot based on referrals. It's for me, it's very important for people to see my work so that they can really and truly refer me to somebody else. So basically, the whole process starts with that initial consultation, that initial meeting. Again, you hit it right on the nail on the head when you mentioned that, you know, you could sense the passion and that I'm very genuine and so forth, because that's the way I truly believe you need to be. You're dealing with somebody's very, very important day, one that hopefully they will only ever have once in their life.
That's right. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event. And
exactly.
It needs to be memorable.
Absolutely, and hence the reason why I called my company Mystical Weddings, because of that, going back to how I always thought, you know, weddings were so magical and beautiful, and there were so many different elements to it, to a wedding. That's why I decided to call my company Mystical Weddings, because there is a bit of a mystical atmosphere when you go to a wedding. How many people get shivers when they see two people get married, you know, and then celebrate their union with their family and friends? It's pretty remarkable. But, yeah, it all starts with that first initial meeting again, whether it's the parents of the bride and groom or with the couple themselves, and they get to know me a little bit. I wear my heart on my sleeve sometimes, so you basically get my personality right from that first meeting, and it's so important.
And for the listeners, it's so true, because the way Eddie is, the way she's talking right now. Thus, she is a gorgeous lady. I have her picture Aww. All over Blog Talk Radio. And I do not want to forget to mention it's mysticalweddings.ca. Her business number is 416-554-6188. Again, it's mysticalweddings.ca. You can like her on Facebook. I have at Lizzie T Radio Show her link, her website, and her fan page. Now, let's talk about wedding savers. What is
Absolutely.
Wedding savers?
So Wedding Saviors is an absolutely amazing project that was thought of by, basically the concept came from Brenda Holdsworth, who is the founder of Wedding Saviors. It started a few years ago or a couple of years ago in the Durham region, and it went over so well that it's taken off. It's become nationwide. We now have a team that just recently announced the winners of their contest. In Red Deer, we had a Halt and Peel team wedding a couple of weeks ago at the end of April. GTA team is the team that myself and the famous Jane Dayas Hinch, wedding planner of 30 years, she's from England. I'm working very closely with her. She was also the host of Wedding SOS, and so her and I have teamed up, and we've got our own team in the GTA area. And basically what Wedding Saviors has done, it's a directory before everything else, but Brenda, the founder, basically became very interested in gathering a group of vendors, mainly in the wedding industry, but not only, to come together and give a free wedding from top to bottom away to a deserving couple. And again, you mentioned it in your intro. We are looking for couples who are basically in tough situations, and we all know that weddings are not inexpensive to begin with. So some people have huge struggles. They'd love to get married, but they don't see it anywhere in their near future. And so these teams, these Wedding Savior teams, come together, and through a contest that is done online on the weddingsaviors.ca website, there's a possibility that couples can apply and possibly win a free wedding. Actually, the GTA team's contest ends May 5th, which is my wedding anniversary, believe it or not.
Congratulations.
So who knows?
Happy
Thank you. Hopefully it'll be like really, really good luck for whatever couple wins or whoever wins.
So what is the process for people to go into weddingsaviors.ca and do apply, and what's the criteria to be chosen to be the winners? And that's one of the topics that I really wanted to talk about, because anybody who, whenever I mentioned this topic, the first reaction is, well, is it a big deal for them to really get married, to have this big party? Why don't you just go to do the civil thing, or why don't they just elope? But really, why does it have to be that way, right? Why do we have to give up our dreams?
Right, exactly. So, I mean, there are so many giving people in the world, and through this process of helping to build the GTA team, you really, really get to see firsthand how willing vendors, like businesses, are to giving their product, service, or time towards the cause of putting on a free contest for a couple to win a free wedding. And basically the process is, a couple who finds themselves in a position where they'd like to get married and times have been tough on them and circumstances have caused it so that they can't, if they go onto the weddingsaviors.ca website, they can select what region that they want to, you know, that they're from. So for example, if they're in the GTA area, they would select the GTA. They enter the application form. They have there's an application form they have to fill out. There will be a bit of an essay that they'll have to write as to why they deserve to win. So then they get entered into the process. I believe it's the top 25 applicants that get selected via public vote that will basically be considered towards the final prize. And then there's a process. They go through public voting, then they sit, I think the last 5 or 10 sit down in front of a panel of judges who are basically made up of the team vendors, like the team members. And from there, it goes down to the top three, and then public vote again for the last three couples. And that basically goes right across the board on the website, they have to, the public will choose from those three couples who will win the big grand prize. Now, I should explain that in the process of applying and becoming the final three couples, there's also a charity challenge, we call it, or there's a challenge that is basically every couple that is in the finals has to complete as part of their application, and they can choose what they want to do, and it's done within their community. They can go out and donate blood. They can go out and do a food drive, work at a shelter, clean up garbage from parks. It's their choice to choose what challenge they do, but it's part of it's part of the experience, and it's part of the application as well as to, you know, whether they're going to get chosen or not to win the final prize.
Thank you so much for explaining. Again, for the listeners or anybody who is thinking of entering on WeddingSavers.ca, please, please look at the website, WeddingSavers.ca. Now, I have a very, very last question for you.
Of course.
For the Wedding Saver, the couple that gets chosen, now, we're talking about everything. Limo, the reception, photography, and so everything has is given to the couple.
Yes, everything right down to the dress, the wedding bands, all the sweets that'll be on the table, wedding cake, decorations. We even have, for the GTA team, we even have valet parking that's being donated. And the pièce de résistance, as they would say, is this couple that is going to win the GTA team's free wedding contest will be flying to the Grand Cayman Islands for a week for their honeymoon, airfare included. And that's on behalf of the Board of Tourism from Cayman Islands.
Wow. That is
amazing. Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. Yeah, the basically the overall, the package, the whole, everything that's been donated so far is well over $50,000.
This is fantastic. So the listeners, if you're interested in participating and being part of Wedding Savers, the deadline is May 5th. The website is weddingsavers.ca. If you have missed this show, there is a link at Lizzie T Radio Show. It's recorded. You'll be able to listen again, and you'll be able to participate, and you'll be able to go and register. If you know anyone who is at that situation, again, life comes up to us and it impedes us to have this fantastic day, please refer them to the weddingsavers.ca. Get in contact with Eddie Solomon and she will be gladly to help you out and to guide you. Eddie, I cannot believe the time just flies at Lizzie T Radio Show. We're so happy and honored and proud that you were able to come into the show and be part of this and answering all of my questions, talking about your fantastic business, Mystical Weddings and Event Planning. Love, great success, and we're hoping that a lot of people that are listening right now or will be listening later on will also be able to participate on Wedding Savers. All the success. Thank you again. Any last word?
I'd like to thank you so much, Lizzie, for this opportunity. It was an absolute pleasure chatting with you just now and allowing me to talk about two passions of mine right now, which is my business and also the Wedding Saviors project that I'm very passionate about. And I wish you good luck at your marathon this weekend.
Thank you so much, and I'll need all the luck I can get. Thank
you.
Oh,
you'll be fine.
And there you have it, folks. That was the great and beautiful Eddie Solomon with Mystical Weddings and part of WeddingSavers.ca. Please call us if you have any question or send us an email at radio.lizt.ca. And again, if you have any ideas for the show or anything that you would like to promote, again, give us a call or write a note at LizzieTRadio at our fan page and like us there. This has been such an amazing show, and it's been such a pleasure to have such an amazing lady calling us in today. And thank you again. We have another show coming up, and hopefully that you'll be able to listen again. This was great. This is your host, Lizzie T. Make it a fantastic day.
Lizzie T. Radio Show. Visit www.jandltphotography.com. That's jandltphotography.com. For any event, have your photo session at J and LT Photography. Do you know why? Because J and LT is passionate about capturing and preserving images we all value most. Images of love, devotion, self-reflection, self-projection, joy, tradition, festivity, wonder, and infinitely more. J and LT Photography are a husband-wife photo team with more than 30 years of experience and innovation in creative imagery production. They offer practical and budget-oriented photography for contemporary lifestyles and families. Book your wedding, boudoir, model photo session, Valentine's, events, commercial photography, and much, much more at jandltphotography.com. So contact John or Liz at 647-955-0298 in Toronto and look at a sample of their work on jandltphotography.com. That's www.jandltphotography.com.
Also find them on Facebook.